of Tagay and Kang. Singi Alice Scorpio. Musalalis Orion. Kwaka.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is PJ and Joel with your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, the Miles government has partnered with the Australian Uniting Church Property Trust to provide affordable housing to Torres Strait Island communities. The partnership, as part of the Housing Investment Fund, will see 8 low-cost, factory-built modular homes delivered to Thursday Island, providing sorely needed relief to low-income families struggling with Australia's ongoing housing crisis. The project builds on the Miles government's ongoing Homes for Queenslanders plan, looking to develop 1 million Queensland residences in a pre-election push before polls open in October.
Data from finance and property intelligence firm CoreLogic shows Queensland bucking a nationwide trend of lowering regional property values. CoreLogic reporting has found that the quarterly growth rate of regional properties has come down from 2.2% in April to 1.3% in July, against the less pronounced decrease of only 0.2% in capital cities. Despite the general trend of decreasing property values, Queensland regional figures have increased, with Gladstone a standout, now sitting at 9.2%. CoreLogic Australia economist Caitlin Ezzi has attributed the cooling to affordability concerns and an overall decrease in renting, saying to expect further moderation of values in coming months.
In national news, a study from the University of South Australia is looking to dung beetles to improve computer navigation systems. Inspired by a 2013 paper that observed dung beetles using constellations of the Milky Way galaxy for nighttime navigation, engineers from UniSA are developing an AI sensor trained on a model of the insect's behaviour to accurately measure the orientation of the Milky Way in low-light environments. Lead author and PhD candidate Yiting Tao says that the proposed orientation sensor could be used to stabilise satellites or improve drone and robot navigation in low-light and low-visibility scenarios.
Canberra City Council have trialled dimming certain streetlights to test how it would affect night sky visibility. The project, using an adaptive approach where lights were turned down in non-peak times, saw a reduction of streetlight brightness of 50% on average, which resulted in a 25% reduction in light pollution, as well as a 1,085-ton reduction in carbon emissions. Even with just a 25% reduction in light pollution, new stars could be seen, and those that were visible before became verifiably brighter than before the project.
In international news, heat-related deaths in Europe may triple by the end of the century, a new study has found. David Garcia Leon from the Joint Research Centre at the European Commission, who worked on the study, says that the deaths are expected to increase as a global warming increase and populations age. As it stands, heat kills around 44,000 people in Europe annually. According to the study, this number could rise to 129,000 by the year 2100. Researchers also found that an increase in heat-related deaths would outnumber a fall in cold-related deaths if global warming reaches a catastrophic 3-degree increase.
For your weather today, a mostly sunny day is predicted in Brisbane. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
4ZZZ's been celebrating the ways community sounds different since 1975. And we'd like to thank all the like-minded comrades who've supported us in amplifying our special homebrewed sound during Radiothon through subscribing,